This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
As quickly as they can. Stephen Hahn, Dr. Hahn, has been incredible at the FDA. He's getting things done at record time. There's never been anything like it. And yeah, we want everything to be safe, but we would like to see very quick approvals, especially with things that work.
All right, so that's the president talking about some hope. You know, it's all about this experimental drug. So on a day when the U.S. death toll shoots up, the pandemic passing 60,000 anyway, that horrific number, the nation's top infectious disease expert tells the president, and then the president also talks about, as you heard there, this drug that has promising results, and whether or not it will work, again, is a question. This antiviral drug, remdesivir, is I believe how you say it. It could be pretty effective in speeding the recovery time, they say, for COVID-19 patients. So as we start the show, and we have, hang on a second here, folks, we have some studio. An anxious pup interrupting the top of the show because we have some storms in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So that kind of threw us off there for a second. This is live radio, kind of like you see on live television. A little bit of the same thing. So again, you heard the president at the top talking about the experimental drug and some of the excitement over that. But in the meantime, passing 60,000, which is such an incredibly high number. This is the death toll. It's in that range that initially some of the projections showed that we could be looking at 60,000 to possibly 100,000 deaths. So very, very sad with these updates on the coronavirus. Kate Delaney, this is where we always start, and we take you in a couple of different directions on this show. Certainly, we lighten the load, too, as we move along, but we see the economy shrinking. We do see that there are free tests that are being offered, like in Los Angeles. They've got free coronavirus testing for everyone, which is what I've said all along. If we could only have free testing for all of us, how amazing would that be? So there are a lot of states that are pushing toward that gradual phases of reopening. Florida in its first phase, May 1st. And, you know, some people think that's like playing Russian roulette, but others think this is the right way to go based on some of what we know with social distancing and what we've seen that has worked. Again, it depends on, with this reopening, how people practice social distancing, washing hands, masks, and not crowding any kind of areas where there would be normally festivals or the beach or any of that kind of stuff. And if they limit the amounts of people, maybe it's okay. The problem, I think, is how do you control crowds in certain areas? I think that is where it gets pretty tough when you try to see, you know, when you try to do that and try to move people around and tell them, as we have been talking about, it's not about me, it's about you. It's about our encounter and who I could possibly infect. And this is what is so strange about dealing with anything related to the coronavirus. It's the fact that we're relying on strangers, fellow human beings, to help us out. Right from the very start, when states started to do stay at home, social distancing, all of that, it was being reliant on people you didn't know, let's, you know, face it. And with the deaths that we've had in the past 24 hours, over 2,500. You got one in six nursing homes reporting outbreaks. This is where it's really, really bad. You have the government buying 100,000 more body bags because they're still calculating and preparing for the worst. And then the conversation is about, as I said, slowly reopening economies in lots of areas across the United States and these decisions that are being made as to what's open, what's not open, and what's acceptable, and even the possibility of fines if people violate what to state. That's why that so many of the states that were clustered together were forming their own groups to decide, okay, when we're rolling this out, what are we opening and what is the measure of that? How are we measuring when it's time to reopen mall areas, when it's time to open stores, when it's time to open salons and gyms and all of that? And Georgia just bypassed that. The governor smashed all of that by having the mandate of reopening last Friday. And a lot of people are watching those numbers to see, are we going to see numbers shoot up in the state of Georgia, particularly in Atlanta and some of the areas where you have bigger population? All right, you want some good news? As I said, it's the seesaw here. We got the good news and the bad news at the same time. We look at what the Asian market is doing, and, of course, when we're on the air, the great news is the updates that we get, obviously, with the virus and the recoveries, et cetera, because they're updated every 15 minutes. But also when we talk about stocks, you look at Asia and you look at the Nikkei, which is the Japan's benchmark, and it surged 2.6% trading up. That's happening now. The Shanghai Composite jumped up pretty significantly as well. Then some other markets were closed. So there is a swell of hope about curbing the virus, and it's pretty strong. So we saw on a Wednesday that investors sidestepped the report showing the U.S. economy shrank 4.8% in the first 3 months of the year. So that was brutal news. But then this hope of where we're going with the virus and the outbreak, et cetera, that lifted spirits enough. And remember, this experimental drug proved effective against the new coronavirus in a study by the National Institutes of Health. So when you have the nation's top infectious disease expert actually smiling and saying the drug reduced the time it takes patients to recover, and it raised hopes that life around the world might eventually tiptoe backwards toward whatever the normal is, that's pretty significant. And we may see another nice rebound on Thursday and Friday when it comes to the markets, because we definitely saw that on Wednesday. So when you're up, the Dow Jones is up 2.2% and the NASDAQ jumps up to 3.6%, all super, super good indicators. We may have another couple of days like that. And looking at the markets right now, as I mentioned, and seeing what is happening in Japan, especially in the Asian markets, a lot of times that translates into what happens in the United States. So, woohoo! Let's hope for a great Thursday. So much more coming your way, including your thoughts, because we're going to hit the mailbag in this hour. Plus, a couple of governors react to some of what's happening lately with the coronavirus.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. basis. Check availability at MySolarBackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds the red corpuscles in our blood, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves, and cancer dies in oxygen. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Now, these steps will be deliberate. It will not be like turning off a switch, but each step will bring us closer to that light at the end of the tunnel.
They want to fund corporate America. That's who puts money in their pockets. And I say, let's fund working Americans. That's the choice. Bail out us, them. No, it's just theater. It's just smoke and mirrors to avoid the American people seeing the reality, which is whose pocket they want to put money in versus whose pocket state and local governments want to fund.
All right, the tug of war over cash that the government is shoveling out supposedly in the direction of small businesses for one, and then the stimulus checks and other monies going in the direction of big states, especially New York. You heard Governor Cuomo not happy there. And then Governor DeSantis with a much different message talking about there is some light at the end of the tunnel, but they're being cautious in the state of Florida. So two different states, two different points of view. And this is pretty much the way the United States is rolling right now. Remdesivir is the name of the drug. Remdesivir is the name of the drug that was being talked about a lot today. And as I mentioned, Anthony Fauci, the top doc, I've never seen him seem so happy, but I read what a few other doctors overseas had to say. And this remdesivir is a drug that you may remember of that was used to treat Ebola, and it was tested in clinical trials to treat coronavirus patients in Chicago. You know, this was kind of like the last hope. Let's throw it out there. And it really worked. It worked for them. But these are clinical trials, and the people that were given the medication, they were discharged days after being admitted into the ER. So that certainly is a very, very good sign. If you needed that treatment, would I take it if I was in an ER after, based on what they're saying? Absolutely yes, and especially listening to Fauci. But is it a vaccine? No, it's not a vaccine. And internationally, they're saying they're being very cautious about it. They're not finding necessarily the same thing. So when you look at remdesivir, there are a couple of interesting tidbits about it. Like I said, internationally, what has happened internationally using the drug, and not saying it's the wonder drug, not completely turning it off, but saying the lack of information, because this is the whole thing with testing, it is a first step for a COVID-19 treatment. So I think that's great that it's this big first step that has people excited about it, and the rush to try to produce that is happening all over the place. So that's positive news, and the FDA is going to approve a COVID-19 treatment, remdesivir, which the U.S.-funded trial shows has positive effects on recovery. Again, what the thing is that we're looking at is it's not a complete miracle across the board. It's not a vaccine. It is about, I go into the emergency room, wow, wasn't I lucky to get that, and it worked. And the study found that patients who took it recovered faster than patients who didn't. So it's not a complete home run, but I'll take a triple or a double any time when we're talking about fighting this monster in any form of the coronavirus, but COVID-19. When you think about this pandemic that's infected over 1 million Americans and has killed over 60,000, and then you've got the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases being very optimistic and looking at the data and saying that it does have a significant positive effect in diminishing the time to recovery, that's really big. When we've heard about people who have recovered from the coronavirus, but they've been on a ventilator, they were in the hospital for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, that's pretty good, I would say, when you can get that. And it's just one of the many drugs being tested against COVID-19. But it's all about getting the approval and moving forward. The World Health Organization, they're cautious. They're saying it's too early to comment on remdesivir and the trial and the results that were released, because one study is not enough and can't be a game changer, is what the lead technology doc for the coronavirus response is saying, that when you pull all these studies together, you look at all the evidence, and that's when you really, really determine it. But I'll say it again, if I were in that situation based on a lot of what I looked at with the data that was pumped out from a couple of different reliable sources, I would say, yeah, give it to me. Because it absolutely helped. It absolutely bounced up the recovery time, which is better all the way around. I mean, all the way around. I talked about storms, and I got to throw in Mother Nature here at the top of the show when I was easing the pup, who somehow was escaping the line of storms and was huddling behind me. More than 250,000, rather, customers is the latest number I've gotten. Just got this without power because of the intense line of severe thunderstorms that rolled across the south and central U.S. So much of that happened on Tuesday, and then there was, I call it the dribbling effect, sometimes afterwards on Wednesday. We got slammed with it the second I signed on in the last show, and I was surprised we were not knocked out, because we had a squall line that came across 500 miles and hit Dallas and New Orleans and Houston and Oklahoma City and St. Louis. So I certainly woke up to giant branches all over the place, covering streets and lawns and, you know, everything else. And right down the street from where I live, 70-mile-an-hour winds. Is that not frightening when you think about that? Could have been a lot worse. And then, we're seeing some of that dribble into Thursday. A lot of the severe weather, though, decreasing, drenching rain in the mid-Atlantic and the Northeast, a flood watch, so that's never fun. And that's part of this trailing storm that happened. But maybe not quite as wild the weather, the high winds that so many of us saw and then ended up dealing with the aftermath of that. She never stops, does she? I said this the other day, Mother Nature, she keeps coming at you, sets us up, and you know what? We get hit again and again and again. I was looking at this day in history as we flip the calendar, and we're getting very close to May. And when you look at April, when you look at April 30th, and I'm reading a book about Winston Churchill, Adolf Hitler on this day supposedly committed suicide. It was also the end of the Vietnam War because Saigon fell, and George Washington was sworn in as America's first president. Of course, not at all at the same time. These are in different eras. I know you all know that. But what a wild series of events at different points in our history. Even the Louisiana Purchase happened on April 30th. So those are some interesting, I think, highlights. And I cannot believe, because we have lost time, it's like we're all in capsules since we have been staying at home. When somebody talks to me, a lot of times I'm talking and I'm assuming it's the day ahead or before or whatever, because I think even despite having calendars and watches and all of that, it feels like time has stopped in some ways. And I know a lot of people would like to see time speed up and there be a cure for COVID-19 so things can get back to some sense of normalcy. You know, there's cuts all over the place. I have, every day I get a call or a text from a friend. Somebody high up in broadcasting texted me today. They work for iHeart and Premiere. And they've had all of their employees take either a two-week vacation cut, what the pay would be for that, or something like 10%, I want to say. And then they've had some furloughs and whatnot. Boeing cut 10% of its workforce because what do we have with air travel? It's stalled. The planes are stacking up in the desert. They're being parked in Arizona. So they've got to cut workforce because they have a slow production of planes and they're dealing with a massive downturn in business that started with the grounding of their best-selling jet. And we'll see what happens as we fling into the next quarter or continue to the next quarter and then move through that. And hopefully we start to see that light at the end of the tunnel that DeSantis talked about for Florida. We're hitting the mailbag and your thoughts next.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says new coronavirus cases are continuing to decline, so he says governors will now take over and his administration's guidelines to stop the spread of the virus will begin to fade out. Speaking to a group of business leaders, including CEOs from the Waffle House and Toyota, President Trump says they will be important to an economic restart.
They're great companies and they'll do very well, hopefully better than ever before, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing tremendous pent-up demand.
Vice President Mike Pence says 35 states are now making plans to reopen, and they'll have more tests on hand.
We're doing more than a million tests a week now, 5.8 million tests total. We expect by next month very quickly to be at a capacity to do more than 2 million tests a week.
This is USA Radio News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is outlining plans to begin reopening his state, allowing restaurants and retail stores to return to limited business. He is having second thoughts, though, about some other businesses.
I've declined to go for movie theaters now. I just think it's practically difficult to do the social distancing. Indoor environments, I think, are more likely for transmission.
Social distancing restrictions will remain in place in South Florida, where coronavirus numbers are still high. 100 days after the first coronavirus case was confirmed in the U.S., there is now new hope for a treatment. Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke on the results of early trials that show an experimental drug can slow the virus.
The data shows that remdesivir has a clear-cut, significant positive effect in diminishing the time to recovery.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now. And get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
About the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please? Now, I'm dying to talk about the mail to you all day, okay?
Like to be inside my head sometimes when I wake up in the morning. Oh my, it is like a red alert, and there's just one word that gets stuck in it. All right, so here we go. We're in the mailbag. This one from Billy, listening to us in the great state of Texas. Kate, it's interesting what some people are doing. You asked for what is happening in and around your hometowns. I say the heroes are the people of the city of San Antonio for trying to find some interesting things that people can do in their cars. I don't know if you heard about this or not. There now have been a lot of stories written about it. But we've got a drive-through zoo experience going on where they've added some dates. I was kind of involved in it. And what you can do is you know, there's snack sites. You can go through the zoo and drive, and there's an audio tour that is also included in that, so you can also, again, see the animals through the miracle of a drive-through experience, and there's social distancing, so it's safe, and I think it's one of the coolest things that the city is doing, because so many of the zoo's staff had to be furloughed, something like 700 people because of the pandemic. So that means more people will come back to work. You'll get to see the monkeys, the zebras, and all the cool stuff that the San Antonio Zoo has to offer. You know what? Because you sent me that email, Billy, I looked the story up, and you're right. Now there's a bunch of things that are being written about it. They had a really clever logo where it said drive-through zoo, lions, tigers, and bears, let's drive. And they had a red light and a yellow caution light and then a green light. And what a smart thing to do. Oh, because the zoo, I guess, has been open like 106 years or so, whatever. It's over 100 years old. And the idea that now they've got, you know, they're dependent on people visiting, buying tickets and spending money like so many other museums, zoos, all that kind of stuff. So this way, they found a clever way to get people back out and doing something different where it was safe. And I think that if this is successful, because now they've got extra dates they're adding and the tickets are selling like hotcakes, that more zoos will try to do something similar if it's possible, if they can do that, which is good. All right, move on to this one from Hal. Kate, I haven't sent you an email in a long time. Sorry about that. The coronavirus stuff has been pretty wicked for my business, and the hours are crazy. Most people don't understand that, but we are rowing the boat as fast as we can. So I've kind of been off my game, if you know what I mean. Stimulus checks. People are complaining about stimulus checks, and I have to say that people that work for me got stimulus checks and they didn't have any problems getting it in the mail. So I don't know where some of the sticking points are, but I at least know the people that work for me got it, and it was a nice boost for them, which is a very, very good thing. And I understand there may be another stimulus payment. Yeah, you know, they're talking about one in a couple of months. But not everybody gets the $1,200 or the $2,400 if you're talking about two people. It depends on income. And it depends on, well, yeah, mostly income and taxes and filing taxes. So I think there's confusion over that, that some people who are making like 90 some thousand dollars a year thought that they were going to get it. But under the law, people with the adjusted gross income of 75,000 or less are eligible for the one-time payment of $1,200 and then $2,400 for joint tax returns, and then for children, an extra $500 gets thrown into that. And then direct deposit, I think, confused some people. But let's hope anyone listening to this, if you're supposed to get a stimulus check for whatever it will do for you, I hope that you get that check. And I'm very glad that your staff got their checks, and that's a good thing, because as you said, you're paddling as fast or rowing as fast as you can, and that's good. You're focused on what can we do. I say this all the time, right? I think now for almost everyone in some form, you're probably, I think the best advice is to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent, and not, it's easy to dwell on, oh my gosh, I got laid off, or I got a cut in pay, or, you know, whatever. And trust me, I've been in and out of the boat a zillion times in my life, so I know I'm always plugging the gaps, like all of you. And I find that when the focus is on, okay, what are you reimagining, what are you doing, how are you handling it all, that's usually when you survive and thrive so much better. Easy to say. Everyone's situation is different. Our food lines are long. That's why I'm super excited on April 30th, Thursday, which we're swinging into. We've got the Radio Cares event that's going on. It's a huge radio-a-thon across America, Feeding America. So radio stations across the country are trying to help Americans who are having a food crisis. Over 60 million people are impacted in some way by hunger. So the Feeding America network of food banks wants to help. And RadioCares.org is having this one-day event where over 10,000 radio stations across America are inviting listeners to help. And we're doing the same thing with our listeners. And many of our affiliates have reached out to me, and they're doing that for children, families, seniors to be able to sit down at the table and have a meal. So the idea is there's no goal that's set, because any dollar raised will help set a table for someone who needs it. And Feeding America, their network of food banks, they've got them all over the country. And they say for every dollar you give, it helps share 10 meals with families, children, and seniors across America. Woohoo! I think that is the daily salute. And that's a big deal when you think of this network of 200 different food banks. And I hope there are lots of meals for lots of people who desperately need it. It's like when you think you have a tough, trust me, someone told me this a long time ago, somebody else has it much worse. There is always somebody who has it much worse, if you can imagine it, if you're feeling blue, than you have it. And so much of this is related to some of these systematic layoffs and cuts and, you know, everything in between. All right, we continue to move on. This one is from Keith, and Keith is listening to us in New Orleans, and he says, Miss Kate, I can't wait till you come back to the Big Easy. I appreciate you talking about it and your love for our city. Trust me, I am anxious to see it all come back to life in the French Quarter. When you live here, you're not really hanging in those touristy places, but trust me, I'll be the first one to hang there and help as many people as I can once we get back to a more normal, I'm going to call it, way of life. And you said it, the people of Louisiana are a resilient bunch, and we're fighting this thing like everybody else, tooth and nail, everything that we can possibly do to help our fellow man. And that's key, and it's right what you say at the end of the show. We're all in this together. Isn't that the truth? Kind of scary in a way, but also I think we'll all be changed when we come through this on the other side. Yeah, you know what? I wonder about that. I wonder, you know, how much of it sticks. I went through 9/11. And I was working at a big radio station, WFAN, in New York. I was so excited. It was a huge break for me. And it was new. It was still very new. I was only there a couple of months. And then 9/11 hits. And it's so frightening, because first the horror of the whole thing and figuring out, okay, are we getting out of this alive? And then seeing, going on the trains and seeing the various postings for, have you seen this man? Have you seen my husband? Have you seen my wife? Have you seen this person? And just the grief, the overwhelming grief, but the amazing way the people in New York and New Jersey and Connecticut, how everybody just kind of reached out like, hey, what can I do for you? And you really felt that vibe. But how long does this vibe, because I think we're seeing that too because of the virus, how much longer afterwards does that last? I wish we could say we were actually analyzing that and we were in that stage, but we are far from that, I believe, right now. Here's one from Fran. Kate Delaney, this is the first time that I have ever emailed your show. Sometimes you say things that make me crazy. Other times I just want to hug you. Of course, social distancing, it comes into play. The U.S. economy, we need to get it open, sister. Terrible. 4.8%. Whoo! Awful what's happened to our gross domestic product. Pray that this happens soon. All right, stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I am the type that suffers from great ups and downs. I'm manic, depressed, and my best dimension jumper.
Remdesivir is the drug everybody's talking about. Is this the miracle drug? The drug trials show improvement for virus patients, so that's great news. And what does it mean? Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases, and of course the government's top specialist, said at a White House meeting with the press and Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards that the trial showed a significant effect, positive effect on the virus, and that the results were quite good. The news is good. That's a good thing because, you know, when you look at remdesivir, originally developed to treat other novel viruses. All of a sudden it jumped to the head of the pack as a possible treatment for COVID-19. It was tested on Ebola, and it hasn't been approved for use anywhere in the world, but this is being pushed forward in the United States. The FDA looking to rubber stamp it, and this trial run aimed to sign up 800 patients rather to test the drug and give a what they say a yes, hell yes answer as to whether it can help treat the illness or not. So that's one of the next steps. I mean, they did almost 400 patients with severe disease. They found that those given the drug for 5 days did just as well as those who were treated for twice as long, and in some cases appear to do even better. So this is good news. So the FDA has been engaged and have been involved in the discussions about remdesivir, making it available to patients as quickly as possible. So the results are in, and that's good. There are other clinics who are not saying the same thing, and the World Health Organization has their foot on the pedal, pushing it to the ground to stop, not to just completely stop talking about it, but saying that, you know, let's see, because we didn't see that the drug showed benefits for patients in terms of preventing death and reducing virus load. But in the United States, with those people, with the almost 400 people, it was amazing the results that they saw. It's not going to cure it, but if you're very, very sick, you go to the hospital, you're in the ER, you suddenly take that and that pulls you out, I'm going to say, I would take it. Yes, please. I raise my hand. In Vermont, they're raising their hand for a different reason. Do you know that they haven't had a new virus case since mid-March? Yes, I know it's a smaller state and all of that. But Vermont Governor Phil Scott announced that a new test initiative aimed at increasing tests to 1,000 per day is helping. They've been averaging 300 to 400 tests now at this point. And they've got a 5-point plan to start reopening the state. It includes allowing farmers markets to reopen, construction, property management workers, municipal clerks to go back to work. You just think of everybody being out. And then the whole idea of the practice of social distancing and other protective measures. So they're trying to be cautious because it's great that they haven't had any since March. But the education part of this is so crucial. We know it. It's so crucial because there are a lot of people that feel invincible and they're not paying attention to any of that. So what is affected in the world of sports a lot? The Baseball Hall of Fame has postponed the July induction ceremony of the 2020 class. They're going to push it to next year and throw it in with anyone who gets accepted next year. So legendary shortstop Derek Jeter, all around nice guy too, along with outfielder Larry Walker, catcher Ted Simmons, executive Marvin Miller, they've all been voted to be in the next class of Hall of Famers, but their ceremony waits until next July, so they don't want to take any chances of Cooperstown, which is really the hub of baseball in upstate New York, and of course New York being one of the hardest hit areas, the epicenter for COVID-19, the pandemic. They're not taking any chances there. So I like what Derek Jeter said. Being inducted into the Hall of Fame will be an incredible honor, but the health and safety of everyone involved are paramount. And of course, he doesn't want anyone that he knows to get sick with this, and he doesn't want people to come to a ceremony that honors him and to find that they leave the beautiful, sleepy little cool, I think it's a beautiful place, Cooperstown, leave that place and end up infecting other people. Not everyone agrees with lockdowns. Tesla chief Elon Musk smashed the lockdowns as fascist. He was doing an earnings call, and he said it was an outrage to say people can't leave their house and they'll be arrested if they do it. He said it's not democratic. It's not freedom. forcibly imprisoning people in their homes against all their constitutional rights is not why people came to this country. And he's not alone in thinking that. So Tesla, and part of the reason why he's upset, they posted their third straight quarter profit on the sales of the Model 3 and Y, but business disruptions from the pandemic certainly clouding what's coming next. And one of the concerns is the reopening of their assembly plant that they have in Fremont, California, where Model Y was happening alongside Model 3 manufacturing, but because of the Bay Area stay-at-home order affecting so many millions, it has affected Tesla, and I think that got under his skin, too, big time. So when we talk about reopening, I like the companies or like the Baseball Hall of Fame, they just get in front of it. Hey, we're not doing it. It's too risky, whatever. We're doing it next year. You're going to see them, and they'll be in with that other class, and that's where we're going to honor them. And that's a big moment, you know, getting into the Hall of Fame, having your speech, seeing the crowd out there, going through the museum, that whole thing. So Starbucks, is there a symbol that you know, if I showed you a bunch of symbols, is there a symbol besides the Nike swoosh that just stacks up against the woman with the crown that is the Starbucks woman? Of course not. I know you know Starbucks. Everyone knows Starbucks. Now in the coronavirus shutdown, Starbucks is announcing 90% of its company-owned stores are going to be pumping out the coffee, cold and hot, by June. In most locations, no sitting, sipping, or chatting on the sofas and the chairs, that kind of stuff. And half of the company's stores will be closed. Some will be limited to mobile ordering through the drive-in or hands-off at the door. Contactless handoff at the entryway, that's what they're talking about. Getting the mobile order for a drive-through, delivering through one specific service. Smart to get this out there. Because Starbucks, I mean, is one of those places, kind of like another place called Panera, where I think people go in and they plop, and it's almost like their office. They flip open their laptop and start working away. There's not going to be any of that because there's not going to be a place to sit and just hang out all day long. So it's kind of an in-and-out situation no matter how you slice it. That's what Starbucks is saying, and it makes sense. Otherwise, the lines would be too long. It's like if you show up to a Starbucks and it's too long, you go across the street and there's probably another one. It was one of their ploys that really, really worked. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. Besides making it count, remember we are all in this together. I read it on the internet. I read it on the internet. I read it on the internet. I read it on the internet.
Of a crisis, now's the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity. In pursuing my dreams, I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.